After the system consolidation, all invoice-related processes for FY16 and later FRNs will happen in Epic. This means there are some important changes to how users manage and check the status of submitted invoices. In the legacy system, users had to enter search criteria to locate a specific invoice after it was submitted. However, in Epic, all invoices are listed and can be sorted and filtered from the My Forms and Requests tab of the Epic eRate invoicing dashboard. While there is only one way to check the status of a submitted invoice in legacy, in Epic, users have multiple ways to check the status of invoices and invoice lines, including a new report called the Invoice Line Summary Status Report, which is available in the Reports tab of the Epic landing page. We will learn more about this report later in the course. There are also changes to how invoice statuses appear in Epic versus the legacy system. In the legacy system, submitted and certified invoices that are in process can have a status of pending validation, past validation, or requires review. However, in Epic, all submitted and certified invoices have a status of certified until they are processed, at which point their status changes to processed. We will learn more about the status types in Epic a bit later in the course. In the legacy system, users are not able to view decision codes, decision explanations, and modification reasons for processed invoice lines and must refer to the bare remittance statement for these details. The bare remittance statement will continue to be sent by USAC's finance department via traditional email to the general financial contact listed on FCC Form 498. However, all users will be able to view decision codes, decision explanations, and modification reasons for processed invoice lines in Epic. Additionally, prior to the system consolidation, notification letters like the bare notification letter were sent through the U.S. postal system. After the system consolidation, notification letters for invoices with a funding year of 2016 and later will not be mailed to applicants. Instead, the bare notification letter and applicant quarterly disbursement report, or QDR, will be posted in the news tab of the Epic landing page. A copy of these letters will also be sent by Epic through automated email. Furthermore, invoice-related communication, which used to be sent through traditional email, is now sent and can be responded to directly within the Epic system. Partial and full rights users will receive an automated email notifying them when new communication has been received in Epic and the due date for the response. If the due date for a response has changed, a new email will be sent notifying users of the updated date. Additionally, the Epic system will generate a task for all full rights users to respond to invoice-related communication. While only full rights users can respond to invoice-related communication, partial and view-only users can view the communication within the invoice record. For more information on invoicing user permissions, or for a refresher on other changes related to the system consolidation, check out the Epic Navigation Reference Guide linked in the Resources tab of your course player, or revisit Applicant Course 1, Submitting and Certifying Invoices in Epic. Click Next to continue.